It is so wonderful to have so much wonderful music of all kinds this evening. It has been said, and this has never been more true than at Christmas Eve and Christmas services, that nobody goes home humming the sermon. I'd like to take a few moments and just share a little bit of some of what, as I have been reading and meditating on this familiar story that we hear and read and talk about every year. We hear the ancient words, the story of the birth of Christ. When I was a kid growing up, we had our family Christmas traditions, as I'm sure you do as well. One of ours was that after the Christmas Eve service, once we got home and my sisters and I had gotten ready for bed, probably brand new Christmas pajamas we put on, and we were all ready for bed, our parents would read us this kid's storybook. I think it was one of those golden books, if you remember those. It was this kid's storybook with these big, vibrant pictures, like full-page illustrations that told the Christmas story. The book was called When Joy Came. And boy, this tradition, every Christmas, this is one of those things that is, from my childhood, that is just seared into my mind, because, this book absolutely terrified me. It may have been called When Joy Came, but it scared the daylights out of me as a kid. Every year, we read this book, and so every year on Christmas Eve as a young child, I got a good dose of terror as I went off to bed. Now, I know what you're thinking, but my parents are wonderful people. They were not doing this intentionally. Don't blame them. They had no idea until years later. I don't know. I think I may have been even out of college at this point, at some point, and I was home, and we were talking about just kind of the traditions we grew up with, and I casually mentioned to them that I had been scared for years every time they read that book to me and my sisters on Christmas Eve, and they had no idea. Because I'm not one to make a big fuss, so I just spent all those years in silent terror every Christmas Eve. And so by now, I'm sure that y'all are wondering, what was it about this delightful kid's Christmas book that was called When Joy Came that could be that scary? It was the picture of the innkeeper. I couldn't find a picture online, or I would have tried to find a way to show this, but one of the illustrations was of the innkeeper telling Mary and Joseph there was no room. But what was scary to me was the illustration itself. He was this big guy with a thick beard and a bushy, thick head of hair, and the illustration was from a low perspective, like down here, so you're looking up, and it's just this looming guy kind of filling up the entire page, making him look larger than life, like he could just step on you at any moment. And for whatever reason, something about this picture just scared me. And the funny thing is, as I look back on it, that innkeeper in that book looks a whole lot, if I had had a picture of the innkeeper, I would have tried to bring a picture of this other person, looks a whole lot like my father-in-law. So I don't know quite what to do with that. But we're gonna move on from there, right? So unless you have got some weirdly scarred childhood from a kid's picture book, being afraid is not something we normally associate with Christmas. And yet, did you happen to notice a recurring greeting from the angels in our readings this evening on that first Christmas? But the angel said, "Do not be afraid." That, friends, was the original Christmas greeting. Did anyone, by any chance, get a Christmas card this year that you opened it up and it just said, "Don't be afraid"? No, that's probably good, because that would probably scare you if that's all the message said, right? Right, that would be weird, but there it is. More than anything else, the original Christmas greeting. And so maybe next year when you're looking for ideas for your Christmas card, keep that in mind, and then let me know how it goes, right? Mary, engaged, but not yet married to Joseph, this angel shows up to her and says, "Greetings, do not be afraid, Mary. Fear not, for you have found favor." It's the word there, for you've been filled with grace by God. And the angel Gabriel goes on to say, this child you're going to have is going to be Jesus, the Savior, the Son of God. And it's the same for Joseph. In Matthew's account, Joseph, he knows his fiancée Mary is pregnant, and he also knows he had nothing to do with it, but an angel of the Lord shows up to him as well in a dream and says, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for this child is from the Holy Spirit. Name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And then finally, those shepherds, minding their own business, watching their flock by night, and suddenly an angel of the Lord, the messenger of the Lord to deliver the words of God, stood before them, and the glory of the Lord is shining all around, and they were not just afraid, but it says they were terrified. I love this. That word terrified is the translation of the Greek phrase that they feared a great fear. And so what does it say right off the bat? But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." In fact, even just right before we picked up with our readings this evening, in an earlier section of Luke, Zechariah, who's married to Mary's older cousin Elizabeth, they've never been able to have children and are well past the age to even hope for that anymore. And an angel shows up. Zechariah is terrified, but the angel gets right down to it. And again, the beginning starts off by saying, "Do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard." Time and time again, bound up in the circumstances of what is happening, we encounter people whose hopes have been left lingering, who have found themselves in fraught and unplanned circumstances, who are fearful and worried about what might be coming next, what the future might hold, or what others might think if they found out, who just find themselves thrust into the middle of long nights and anxious times. It might sound a lot like the lives we live. And time and again, we see all these circumstances of life playing out, and again, right into the middle of it all, we hear this on this first Christmas, God shows up and says, "Yes, okay, but the angel said, do not be afraid. For behold, sit up, pay attention, listen to this. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people, for you and all y'all. On this day is born a Savior who is the Messiah, who is the Lord, born to you." You know, there's another place in the Bible, a small little book towards the back, John's first letter, 1 John chapter 4. It's nestled in this bigger discussion of loving God and loving your neighbor, and it's a little verse that shows up and simply says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Perfect, as in fully grown, mature love in all its fullness and depth and purpose. This kind of love, the deep, abiding, stand with you and for you no matter what, come what may kind of love, casts out fear. So let me suggest tonight that bound up with the announcement of Jesus' birth, the announcement of God entering into human history, that bound up with that message is the angel saying again and again, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because this is what God is doing." This announcement is nothing less than this. Love was born into the world on that night all those years ago. God himself, the very God who is love itself, showed up in the flesh. And in the words of the gospel writer John, became flesh to dwell with, to move into our neighborhood. Love itself has moved in. And so on this Christmas Eve, for all of us, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, who fear that perhaps our deepest hopes have given way to just desperate prayers that seem to just end hanging there in the cold air, and that life has not turned out how we had hoped or even needed. And for all of us who, perhaps like Mary, find ourselves in unexpected, unplanned circumstances and with all the anxious worry and fear about what the future is going to bring, what tomorrow is going to bring. For all of us who, like Joseph, perhaps we find ourselves looking around, not really sure how we got into the situation we're in, and we are afraid because there's no easy way out. And what in the world are we going to do? Because now the right thing will require courage that we're not sure that we have. Finally, for all of us who, like these unnumbered and unnamed shepherds, who found themselves simply fearing a great fear, perhaps not even able to name what it was, finding ourselves just wrestling with living in the midst of anxious times or working our way through our own unnamed worries or fears, finding ourselves in places where the night feels far too long. Tonight, I invite you to hear again and again and again this Christmas greeting from these messengers of God all those years ago. For all of us who at one time or another find ourselves fearing that our own failings and sin or those of the world may just be too many or too great, do not be afraid. For to you has been brought, has been given, has been gifted good news, gospel news, of great joy for all people. All people. And that means yes, even you. To you, to y'all, to me, to us, the word of God has spoken and said, to all y'all is born this day a Savior who is the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord. This word of love has become flesh, dwells and lives to gather in all our hopes and fears, yours and mine and ours, in his perfect love. To you is born the one who lives to carry the burden of yours and mine and our fears. The one who lives to bridge that gap between God's promise and our present realities. The one who lives to turn all fears into the most joyous of hopes. Jesus, one who was born all those years ago, is God's fully embodied, joined with us in the midst of all our histories, fears, failures, and hopes. Good news, gospel message to us that in him, love itself, God himself, is with us. For unto us is born a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The very in the flesh and fully fleshed out, deep, abiding, stand with you and stand for you no matter what, come what may, redeeming, saving, rescuing love of God. Unto you, and me, and us, and all people, to all our present realities. But the angel said, do not be afraid. And if I can borrow these words from another pastor, for God, yes, really, took on human flesh. Yes, really, to liberate, save, rescue, and redeem us from all the things and powers of sin and death. Yes, really. This, friends, is the very good casting out fear gospel news of great joy. So do not be afraid. But rather, let us live into and live out this very love of God that has come to us and to this world. For unto us is born a Savior. This word of love has become flesh to dwell with us. So do not be afraid. This is good news for you, for me, for all people. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God indeed. Amen.